Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Red Light Sports Rambo. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Well, not much. Another fun day in Wisconsin where we don't really know what the if it's spring or if it's winter, or if it's fall, if it's summer. We don't really know at this point right now. And I guess that's the way it is with the Midwest in general. We don't really know what season it is right now. Positive, the Wisconsin Badgers finally got a win yesterday, this after losing streak. Another shocker in the NCAA tournament, UW-Milwaukee Panthers are going to be playing in the Horizon League championship game, and they have 23 losses on the year. And, Troy, they're one game away from having an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament and a very likely number 16 seed in the tournament, which after the year they had last year and the year they had most of this year, it's going to be, quite shocking if it happens. And you and I, we've talked in the past about how the NCAA needs to fix things. So, or whatever. And maybe that's something we can discuss later in the week. And, if should conference tournament champions get automatic bids, or should it fall on the regular season conference tournament? But then you take away some of the luster from the conference tournament. So I guess there's really not a perfect answer on how they're going to do that. But, free agency NFL right around the corner, and the Packers have a number of free agents who are gaining some interest around the NFL, and also guys that wondering if they can re-sign or if they're going to lose them. So but before we go any further, before we talk Green Bay Packers free agents, and will you sign them or let them go? Throw it back to you, Troy. How are things in Western PA?
Well, I want to just touch on a couple things you were saying about the NCAA basketball tournament. With what you brought up, you and I had that discussion last year, and I think it's even more prevalent this year that you look at the mediocre play at the NCAA level of basketball, Evan. And so now you go through the grind of a regular season and you win your conference championship if you're a mid-major. And the way that basketball is right now, at least in my opinion, across the country, it's a down year. Talent level isn't as good as it's been in the past. And you have a 4 or 5 seed in your conference that can derail somebody that went through the rigors of winning a conference championship. And they're probably not getting an at-large bid this year. You would have to be something spectacular. And so I think that it's going to be very prevalent this year when we watch all these conference tournaments go on that you might see some conference champions be left out in the dark, literally left out in the dark of the NCAA tournament because of the way the play is across the country. So I'm glad you brought that up with March Madness underway, because it's definitely going to, I think, come into play this year as we've talked about it. And there's going to be some heartbreak. And if there was ever a tournament that has been more important to get that NCAA bid in a year, I think this is the year for basketball that you really have to be focused. You can't rest your laurels on a great regular season and hopefully getting that large bid if you're a mid-major. You're going to have to win your conference championship. I'm not sure how many at-large mid-major bids are going to be given out this year. It's going to be tough for that to roll around. So, and then the NFL Combine, I know we're talking free agency, but I wanted to mention the Combine. I followed it a little bit, and, it's a big time for a lot of these guys. They can go out, they can impress. Or, on the flip side, Evan, there was some people that didn't fare so well. And all of a sudden, now you have to scramble from behind the eight ball and hopefully that you have a pro day as you move forward. When the scouts come out, if you didn't impress at the NFL Combine. So, with that said, I'll turn it back over to you as I don't want to keep babbling along. I just wanted to throw those things out and we'll get get into the meat and potatoes of tonight's show and go from there.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more NFL Combine tomorrow, now after the today's the last day, so we get an opportunity to, you know, really digest the entire weekend of the Combine. But free agency right around the corner, Thursday or Wednesday, one of the two, I believe, free agents can start signing. And the Packers currently have a number, Sam Shields, who's likely done for his NFL career. Julius Peppers wants to come back for his 16th year, likely done with Green Bay. Then you got guys like T.J. Lang, who is drawing serious interest around the NFL. Nick Perry is potentially due for a huge payday after his big year. James Starks' time is likely done in Green Bay. Jared Cook, a guy that Aaron Rodgers, a Packer fan, would love to see back, but contract talks aren't really going anywhere right now. Dayton Jones, who hasn't really done a whole lot since coming into the NFL. And you got Brett Gould, their long snapper, which he's probably going to be back in Green Bay. I don't see him leaving. I don't see the long snapper going anywhere. And you got Eddie Lacy, who can is likely going to sign a 1 or 2 year deal in Green Bay. Christian Michael is a free agent. Brown Barclay is a free agent. J.C. Treader is a free agent. And Micah Hyde is a free agent. And the guys I really want to target on here, Troy, because I got a feeling Don Barclay will be back. Gould will be back. I got a feeling those two guys will be back in Green Bay. But guys like J.C. Treader, Micah Hyde, Eddie Lacy, Jared Cook, Nick Perry, and T.J. Lang. Micah Hyde is kind of the guy that can play it all. Corner, safety, some linebacker, can blitz the quarterback. You know, he's a utility guy that I think Green Bay definitely wants in their secondary. J.C. Treader, a guy I'm sure Green Bay would love back, but according to SportTrack, his market value, Troy, is about $8.7 million per year average annual salary. So 6 year, $52 million contract. That's what SportTrack, website that I found, that's what they value him. And $8.7 million, looking at the percenters this year, I got a feeling he's going to probably get more than $52 million. I'm guessing he's probably going to get more closer to $55 million. So I'll probably push it closer to $9 million per year. And Charlie, as much as I would love J.C. Treader back in Green Bay, I think for something like that, you've got to let him go. Eddie Lacy marketed at $2.8 million per year, 2 year contract worth $5.7 million, roughly $2.8 per year. I think that's a great deal for Eddie Lacy, to be honest. I think that would be a good contract for Green Bay. Jared Cook's mark valued at, if the page opens for me, but Jared Cook is marketed at something that might, $3.4 million annually, 4 year, $13 million contract. And it sounds like the Packers' contract right now, according to Bleacher Report, is not going very well. The Packers are looking very frugal. He's a guy I think Green Bay needs back in their on their team. But I would not be surprised if somebody overpays for Jared Cook as much as Jared Cook wants to return to Green Bay. So I think for him, Green Bay needs to up their money. And here's the two biggest question marks if you would give him the contract shot. Nick Perry, valued at 5 year, $42 million, $8.5 million annually. I'm guessing it's probably going to be closer to $9.5 million annually when he ends up signing his contract. He's also a guy that disappeared when Clay Matthews was out with an injury. But, you know, Packers need pass rushers. They don't really have anybody. Peppers is likely gone. Dayton Jones could be gone. Jayron Elliott could be gone. Clay Matthews is a former shell of himself. He's just an average player these days at the outside. Then you got T.J. Lang, $8.4 million value average salary, 4 year, $33 million. he's looking at probably about $9 to $10 million per year when he signs his contract. Troy, or Ted Thompson, TJ Lang, roughly about, probably going to make about $10 million. Nick Perry, probably about $9 million when it's all said and done. Then you got JC Treader, who's probably going to make in the $8 million range, too. Almost $9 million, likely, and Jerry Cook. Out of those guys, Cook's going to probably be the least, least expensive. But you got Lane, Perry, and Treader, all guys that are probably going to be pushing the $8.5 to $10 million range. Lang 29, Perry 26, Treader 26. Are those guys you're going to match, or are you going to let them go and get that big payday that they're potentially going to get?
Unfortunately, you're looking at the escalating salaries of the NFL, Evan, and it's the business side that you have to worry about. I mean, would I love to have all of them back? Yeah, I think they can all be very valuable, but, like you said, J.C. Treader, now, somebody for a center and the quality of play when he was at center, there's going to be a team out there. And that's what I'm saying when he does play. But there's going to be a team that'll take a risk on him. They'll give him that. And I know Sports Track, the market value, that's a pretty good estimate. And I don't want to say they're spot on every time, and because you never know in the crazy world of the market. But they're pretty close as to, estimating where these guys are going to be. And, you look at Treader, a young guy, and you mentioned it. The only thing is the injuries. Will teams shy away? There'll be some teams that will. But there's going to be a team out there, Evan, that has money under the cap, that's looking at a young guy that's a center, that when healthy could give them, the 4 or 5 years that they're looking for and stabilize their center position. So, unfortunately, I don't even think there's a chance in the world the Packers re-sign Treader, because you got to look at other possibilities here and what the Packers need to do defensively and under the cap. I mean, they have cap room, but I don't want to get off on a tangent. But I did this with Antonio Brown. I did this for another project I do. And I was talking about Antonio Brown, and you look at the contract and that huge contract, and it's great. The problem is in 3 years, you're looking at three guys on the Steelers with Le'Veon Bell, Big Ben, and Antonio Brown taking up about 38% of their salary cap. Three guys, it's almost 40% of the cap in 3 years. And so when you're looking at signing these deals, you have to see how they're worked out. My point here is you're going to look at a guy like Nick Perry, and you're going to do you want to get in a bidding war? And unfortunately, I'd have to say this, Evan, if we're going to get into a bidding war with Nick Perry, I know we need outside pass rushes, but do you want to overpay for the guy? You brought it up and hit it right on the head. He's not consistent. If he would have consistently showed the pressure that he can apply, because we've seen him, we've talked about it on the show, Evan. When Nick Perry's on, Nick Perry's on. When he had the darn club on his hand, I was ready to call him Clubber. He was amazing. But then there's times where he just goes bye-bye, and I don't know where the heck he is. It's like, did he even suit up today? If he could get consistent, he'd be very well worth that market value. I'm not so sure he's worth the market value, and I don't want the Packers to get in a bidding war. I know they need outside pass rushers, and that's the problem, but I don't want them to overpay for a guy that's going to show up sometimes. And then TJ Lang, I'd love to have TJ Lang back. You look at offensive line, you look at how valuable it is. This is a guy that has been part of that line for such a long time, and he can bring some cohesiveness to the line. I know it's hard to keep five guys healthy, especially in Green Bay lately, over the past couple of years. But I would really like to bring TJ Lang back. Unfortunately, you're looking at another guy where good offensive linemen, and do they really want to take hometown discounts? Is there a team that's going to throw and dangle a ton of money out there? Probably, even coming off injury. People may take that risk. So I look at all three of them, Evan, the three you mentioned, all three are very valuable pieces in my mind. You know, Treader's a very valuable piece to that line too. But with his age and versatility, where he can actually go outside and not even play center, he can move along the line, there's going to be a team that maybe goes over that market value. And I'd hate to see him go, but that's the business world. And then the other two, Perry and Lang, I just hope the Packers don't have to get in a bidding war. And I hope they, I hope they're competitive. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking them to, like, go half of the market value or things of that nature. The Packers to be competitive. And if another team goes out there and dangles a ton of money, there's not a whole lot we can do. I want to touch real quickly again, though, on the guy that I, you mentioned it, and I think is very important, is Micah Hyde. Could they upgrade and get somebody that's a little more talented? Certainly. Can they get somebody more versatile? I don't think so. Micah Hyde does what is asked of him in many different roles, and he doesn't miss a beat. Is he the most athletic guy in the world? No. Is he going to be an all-pro? No. But is he a guy that's going to go be solid and be able to move around and be a stopgap and a Band-Aid in some positions when there's an injury? Yes, and I think he's a very valuable piece to that secondary, even though could you upgrade? Yes. But I think Micah Hyde and what he brings to the defense in his role is very valuable to the Green Bay Packers. So that was my last comment there.
Yeah, and like you, I would love to see them all back. But at the end of the day, it's business. You know, NFL is a business. And with Lang, Perry, and Treader, you don't want to get into the bidding. The Treader's as good as gone. I think they might pay a little bit more money to keep Lang. And then Perry's a wild card. Does Thompson think he can improve that position better come draft time? And the draft is pretty deep when it comes to cornerbacks and pass rushers. There's a lot of very talented in a bolt position. But anytime you draft, you and if that's what Thompson's going to do, first of all, it's going to take time for them to really develop into NFL-quality starters and players. But also, at the end of the day, you got, I think Packers got 7 draft picks this year, 7 or 8. You better hit on every single pick. And that never happens. You know, we're talking free agents. Well, you want to look at look ahead to 2018. You know, just so you're wondering what the Packers could do with their money. You got Morgan Burnett, Lane Taylor, Devontae Adams, Richard Rodgers, Corey Linsley, all set for free agency in 2018, plus Demetri Goodson and Jeff Janis, who Janis shouldn't even be on the team now, let alone in 2018. And then 2019, you got Clay Matthews up for contract again. You got Randall Cobb. You got Jordy Nelson. You got Latroy Guyon, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Quentin Rollins, Ty Montgomery, Jake Ryan, Brett Hundley, and Aaron Rutkowski. You got to imagine out of that group, Clinton Dix is going to get paid. Quentin Rollins could get paid. Ty Montgomery is likely going to get paid. Jake Ryan's a toss-up. Jordy Nelson, depending on how he looks the next couple of years. And, you know, Randall Cobb might be brought back for another contract. He's only 26 right now. You know, in 2 years, he's going to be 28. And he's a young player. But the Packers got some free agents coming up that Thompson might view as higher priority than, you know, let's say a J.C. Treader. And I threw another question on there about the Packers bringing in some outside free agents. I'm not holding my breath. If the Packers do bring in the outside free agents, it's going to be a Marquez Manuel or, you know, one of those kinds of guys who comes in and doesn't really do a whole lot. He's not going to make a splash free agent. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. He will not make a big splash free agent. So he's going to focus on trying to re-sign his own guys and focus on filling holes in drafts and undrafted rookie free agents. And looking at this Packer roster, you know, most people try or put in their corner. They should draft corners early and often in the NFL draft this year. But I still look at they need to get better on the front seven. They have to. They need to focus on that front seven, that pass rush, get guys that can get after the quarterback. Because it doesn't matter who you have back in the secondary. You can have Deion Sanders. You can have Champ Bailey. You can have, you know, Dennis, Daryl Green. It doesn't matter who you have back there. If you don't get consistent pressure on that quarterback, you're going to get picked apart. And I think defense is what the Packers need to focus on. But I think pass rusher should be where they focus their first-round pick on. And then secondary should be probably their second-round pick. And then defensive line for third-round pick. And middle linebacker, throw that in there too somewhere, because the middle linebacker position is still a hot mess. But where should the Packers' focus be this offseason? And what are your chances are that you think Ted Thompson might bring in an outside free agent that might actually move the needle a little bit? I put it at about 0.08%.
No percent. He's not going to do it. He will not do it. I guarantee.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I can't really put it at 0% for the fact that they brought in Jared Cook last year. So that's why I put it at 0.08. I put it at less than 1% because I can't necessarily put it at zero.
I put it at 0% this year, Evan. I put it at 0%. I don't see him doing it. You brought up a lot of names. And the one thing the Packers do is they do look in the future and they see how it's going to strap them in the future with signing these big long-term deals. And, you know, as you look forward, there's guys they want to sign. And so I don't see Ted Thompson signing. And I'll say this. He's going to sign some free agents. But like you said, they're not going to be the big splash names. They'll bring in some guys that have value as far as role players go. But I don't see him bringing in any guys that are going to be impact guys. Now, as far as the draft, you brought up the one middle linebacker. We also know this. The Packers are not drafting middle linebacker until like the fifth or sixth round. Now, that's the way the Packers operate. They don't see that as a need, even though it is. Agree with you 100%. They need to get better on the front four. They need to get better up there. They need to get better on that front seven to apply pressure, because the cornerbacks we have are, in my opinion, at times, they're still growing, they're young, they're learning, but when you're on an island and you can't pressure the quarterback, you're going to get picked apart. Are they going to make mistakes and get burned sometimes? Yeah, they are. But for the most part, if you can get some consistent pressure, you can help your cornerbacks out. Do they need depth at cornerback? Certainly. But they need more help up front to get some pressure. You talked about it. Clay Matthews, injury-prone. We've talked about this like 2 years ago, Evan, about Clay Matthews and his hamstring and his injury problems. But with his injury problems, again, it's not a 16-game guy that is flying around like he used to. Nick Perry goes. Dayton Jones goes. Oh, my. Well, what's going on here? All of a sudden, you got no pass rush. And in that case, we saw what happened earlier in the season. When they couldn't apply pressure to the quarterback, they were getting torched. They need to go find in the draft, literally, guys that are going to be in that front seven that can step on the field sooner than later. They can't draft any projects. I was watching NFL Network, and they talked about Cleveland doing the same thing, not drafting projects. Well, the Packers, they can't draft projects either. If they're not going to go out in free agency and sign an immediate starter, they need to draft guys that – not necessarily on day one, but can work their way onto the field, like soon, not in 2-3 years. The Packers really have a need, Evan. And when I look at the roster, it scares me going into next year. If they don't upgrade that defense, it's going to be the same result. I know they made it to the championship game, but look what Matt Ryan did to them because they could not get any pressure on Matt Ryan. He torched the hell out of them. And when you can't get pressure, then they're going to pound the ball down your throat and they're going to embarrass you in the trenches because you can't now stop the run. They need to get better in the front seven, bottom line. Should they maybe go offensive line somewhere in here? Yeah, to add some depth I think would be a good option. Running back depth, there's more holes on this roster going into the 2017 season, Evan, than I've seen in Green Bay probably in 3-4 years. There's so many areas that they could look at, but I'm looking at that championship game and just looking at how porous the pass rush was, and that's going to be a big key. You brought it up. We brought it up over and over and over when we talk about NFL cornerbacks. You brought up the names. Deion Sanders, the Champ Baileys, the good cornerbacks of all time. Yeah, they're shutdown guys. They would not be doing things they do if they had to cover a guy for 5 seconds. When you have to cover a guy for 2 seconds and the quarterback's getting the ball out of his hand quickly, makes your job a lot easier on the corner. So they need to address that. I'm not saying they got to spend all their picks there because there's so many needs that I see, but they have to find somebody in an early round that is close to being NFL ready. And it sucks when you pick at the bottom of the first round. Very hard to find a guy like that. But they have to do their homework, and they have to find the guy that they think has the skills to develop sooner than later. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, and a lot of good thoughts there. And like you, this team's going to have a lot of holes potentially needing to get filled. Tight end, linebacker, secondary, offensive line, defensive line, wide receiver, running back. A lot of holes potentially on this team. And it'll be very interesting offseason to see what Ted Thompson does to try to fill those holes. Aaron Rodgers was talking in the offseason about having to be all in, and it'll be be interesting to see if Ted Thompson, who says he's always all in, how he shows that he's all in. Is he going to do what he always does, or is he going to do something different? And that's going to be, I guess, the million-dollar question. Is Ted Thompson going to do the same thing that he always does and expect different results? And you know what they say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And the Packers, for the past several years, since 2010, have gotten the same results all the time. So, you know, with that, I got nothing else to add. See, I'm going to throw it back to you to wrap things up.
Yeah, it's funny you say that Aaron Rodgers wants the Packers to be all in, but the thing is, Evan, they're not a piece away. It's not like, hey, if we go sign this dominant pass rusher, that's the missing piece to the Super Bowl. It's a combination of things that they need. And so for them, for Aaron Rodgers to say they need to be all in, I kind of don't understand where he's coming from, because they're not one player away from going to the Super Bowl. They are, like you and I just mentioned it, they're a defensive unit away from going to the Super Bowl. You can't go build a defense in free agency. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, with that said, Evan, this is going to be a great week. Like you said, NFL Combine tomorrow, Big Ten Tournament, March Madness. It's going to be a great week on the Red Light Sports Ramble. Make sure you find us on Twitter. Evan is at Evan Witt Sports. I am Troy Robert 967. Or you can find our show Twitter handle at Red Light Sports. Make sure you tweet at us. Tell us what you want to hear on the show. And even better yet, join us live at 11 o'clock. Call us, talk basketball, football, whatever you want to talk about. Evan and I always love to chat. So with that said, for Evan Witt Allison, I am Troy Otradovic. Have a great night, everyone.